pandemic deepened the educational gap between marginalized groups and other affluent communities. This is mainly because more than 80% of these marginalized groups or marginalized populations did not have access to computers, and more than 60%, this is the numbers, the estimates we've got, did not have access to the internet. My question is, what plans does the government have to make up for the learning deficit of these groups of children? The action plan addressing bullying in schools and school establishments of 2022-2023 binds schools to increase the expertise of pedagogists in the approach of addressing bullying. Among other things addressed by the action plan is to eliminate future risks of bullying and to monitor the development of the phenomenon. Our understanding is that bullying continues to be experienced in schools. So can you update us on the situation? How effective are the measures that have been taken to eliminate this phenomenon? There have also been some reports on student violence in schools, in fact, rather serious violence using explosions. Can you give us some more information about this and what measures have been taken to understand the root cause of this dangerous behavior and measures taken to protect the other students in those schools? As of 2020, a very low percent of children in Slovakia attend kindergartens. Among the factors preventing children from attending preschool education are acute shortages of places in public kindergartens and high fees in privately run kindergartens. We understand that the new National Strategy of Development of Early Intervention and Early Care of 2022-2023 is designed to address this issue. What we'd like to know is what programs are in place to educate the public about the advantages of early childhood education in their overall development and future academic success of their children. Access to education for migrant children and refugee children and other vulnerable groups is a final issue that I wanted to address. It appears that this group of children are not accorded their right to education and social inclusion. What measures are in place to ensure that the rights of these vulnerable groups are upheld and that they have access to compulsory education up to the age of 16? And the same applies to children of unaccompanied migrants. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I just have a couple of questions on children's rights and the environment, which I'll put in now, and then we'll go to Sophie Kiladze. The committee is aware that there was a climate bill and that there was a